Bob Bain of Harvard is publisher of Bob Bain's Performance Leadership Report every month, and you can find a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And writing under the title, Avoid Getting Caught in the Quagmire of Key Performance Indicators. Bob, what is a key performance indicator, and why are there so dang many of them, as you write about in this piece? Thanks for joining me today.
Well, they can't be key if there's so many of them, right? The fact is that the phrase key performance indicator, or abbreviated KPI, has just become another jargon word in the management business, both in the public and private sectors, and everybody wants key performance indicators, and so people will produce lots of them, but they won't think about why they're producing them.
You write about where you folks can find all of these, and you list all kinds of titles. There are websites. There are thousands and thousands of key performance indicators. How does one go about the process of boiling down the issues that he or she really needs to analyze and keep track of to measure the performance of his or her organization?
Well, my first answer is always start with purpose. What are we trying to accomplish? And if you haven't figured that out, going around and finding key performance indicators is just a random walk, looking for things and say, oh, that looks pretty cool, we'll get that one. What are we exactly trying to accomplish is the first step. Then you have to figure out what it is along your value chain, from inputs to activities and processes to outputs to outcomes, that is what I call a performance deficit, some problem that needs to be fixed, something that you have to improve if you're going to accomplish your purpose. So the step of thinking is thinking about, A, what are we trying to accomplish, and B, what are our key performance deficits. Then you have to pick one. This is a leadership challenge. You can't delegate it to somebody who wrote a key performance indicator book. What are we going to fix next, and what's our target for fixing it? What's our strategy for fixing it? And then when are we going to get it done?
And you write about the problem with all of these KPIs that are laying out there, and you write, the problem with generic performance measures is that it isn't quite right. It might be close, maybe even close enough for a first-cut effort. Do folks rely on these generic key performance indicators too much without considering the need to customize them for what they actually do every day, Bob?
If your boss wants key performance indicators, you will give your boss key performance indicators. And often the phrase is, well, you know, more key performance indicators is better than fewer of them, which, of course, is a silly idea, provides you no focus whatsoever. But someplace out there in the ether is this demand for key performance indicators. Otherwise, you wouldn't have so many websites and books with them. And if your boss wants them, you give them to him.
You write that the search for a best KPI is just another substitute for thinking. Nobody wants to be the guy that's that the boss says isn't thinking. So it's kind of human nature to want to deliver whatever it is that your boss wants in the way that he or she wants you to deliver it, right?
Yeah, but the question is that KPI related to anything you're trying to accomplish? If often you can look at a KPI and say, gee whiz, I wonder whether it should go up or should go down. You know, what do we want? You know, how's that related to what we're trying to accomplish? And as a result, lots of organizations have all sorts of these things floating around. And I'm not saying you wouldn't want to look at some of them, but only once you've decided what you're trying to accomplish.
Is there a right number or a right ballpark of numbers, or does it really depend on whatever it is that one wants to accomplish?
I don't think there's a right ballpark, but you know, people ought to be able to keep them in their head at one time. But the way I would think about it is, okay, do we have a problem that we're going to fix? How would we know whether we fixed it, and can we measure that? And then I would add to that other things that you have to watch for to make sure you're really achieving your purpose. I mean, the dilemma with almost any indicator is it isn't quite exactly what you're trying to accomplish. You give me an indicator, and I can tell you why it isn't quite what you're trying to accomplish. So one of the things that you want to do is figure out what you want to focus on to improve next, but also, is that really producing some improvement, or are people just giving you what you want but not giving you the real purpose?
So this is Bob Bain of Harvard, and his latest book is The Performance Stat Potential. He publishes Bob Bain's Performance Leadership Report every month. Link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Bob, maybe we're making this too complicated. Maybe we're thinking of all these key performance indicators and we give it a clever acronym and all of that, because you've used these terms a couple of times just in our conversation, let alone when we've talked about these issues before. You've used the terms achieving your purpose, what you're trying to accomplish, what you're focusing on. Maybe that's the part of this that's getting lost in the shuffle because we're contemplating our navels too much, Bob.
Well, it's, you know, figuring out what we're trying to accomplish isn't obvious. I mean, in the private sector, we have this sort of set of financial ratios that tell us whether we're doing a better job or not. In the public sector, those are not given, and they are subject to much dispute, actually. In some organizations, it may be relatively straightforward, but in other organizations, there's a lot of debate about what are we trying to accomplish really here, and how would we know whether we're doing a better job. And part of the challenge of being an executive in the public sector is being able to answer that for yourself, for your leadership team, and then for your entire organization.
So I'm imagining a meeting where a leader or a set of leaders is speaking before a group of people from his or her or their organization and saying, we're going to figure out what our key performance indicators are, and you all are among the experts in our organization, and we want to brainstorm for a period of time, and I'm thinking an hour or a couple of hours, or maybe a morning or afternoon at the most. And then that leadership team takes those ideas and boils it down to, I don't know, to, you said there's no particular number, 2, 5, however many that we are confident that our group of people can keep in their brains. And that's it. I mean, and that those are the things that we're going to move forward and try to accomplish on. Is that what sounds to you like a successful model for accomplishing this, Bob?
Yeah, I don't know how many people you want in the room. I do think the chief executive, you know, whether it's an elective chief executive, a county executive, a mayor, a governor, ought to have some really basic focus of what she or he's trying to accomplish. The leadership team presumably has been recruited because they share that purpose, at least at the macro level. And then the question is, how do we figure out what we ought to do next to achieve that purpose? Now, that's when bringing people from various levels in the organization can help, because you may not have much of a clue about what's really happening on the ground or what should be happening on the ground. And therefore, having people in the room who can sort of test, give some reality test to your ideas might be useful. At the same time, that reality test may also reflect what the frontline perceives as being impossible, when in fact it's quite possible. If people begin to focus on that as the purpose they're trying to achieve.
I appreciate your observation about the composition of that group in the room, and I didn't mean to imply that the number was important. What I meant to suggest was that this should be, kind of a small to medium-sized manageable group, so that you're not there all afternoon with a whole bunch of stuff that's extraneous to the point that you're trying to accomplish. But there is a role, too, for including the rank and file, as you just alluded to, Bob, to make sure that what you do decide on is achievable, even if it's a stretch goal, and manageable and feasible, I would imagine.
Yeah, the interesting phrase, a stretch goal. My sort of definition of a stretch goal is a goal that you can't achieve by just working a little harder or a little smarter. You know, if we're going to improve by 10%, we can probably do that without changing what we do. We work a little harder, we work a little smarter, and things get better. But a stretch goal is where you have to really think, okay, we're going to have to do things differently to get there. And that is something that different people in the organization at different points can have different ideas about. And some people who have already signed onto the purpose enthusiastically will be willing to offer you some helpful suggestions. People who are nervous or feel threatened by the purpose may not be willing to help you so much.